Ohio is the last stop among the 25 states where the commission is holding hearings, and it will be sharing the stage with Indiana. But the commission's Sonia Gill says the significance of Ohio has not escaped anyone.
Ohio is a state that has sort of become ground zero, in a sense, for voting law changes that are being opposed by a large constituency of the state. Number two, the story of Ohio is really an arc. You know, in 2004, there was a systematic breakdown, and voters were standing in line for anywhere from 4 to 12 hours, well after Election Day even. What we saw after 2005 was responsible actions taken by legislators and election administrators to create a more accessible voting and a more robust election system. So we saw the adoption of early voting, no excuse absentee voting. And then what we started seeing in 2010 was this initially a large attempt to roll back access to voting in Ohio. When that was repealed, there are still these sort of piecemeal things that are taking place. For example, you know, not making voting available on Sundays, when we know in Ohio there is a huge GOTV effort in the African-American community to take voters to the polls after religious services.
The defenders of the changes, including Secretary of State John Husted, say we just need consistency. Voters deserve to know that if they walk into one polling place, the rules, the hours are exactly the same.
Uniformity for every county sounds like a reasonable proposal, but it's a disingenuous proposal because different counties have different needs. You have Cuyahoga County that has over 1 million folks that the County Board of Elections has to serve versus a county like Greene County, which has just a small percentage of that.
Sonia Gill of the National Commission on Voting Rights says her group is interested in knowing what is working to make voting more accessible, as well as what's making it more difficult. She says the report from all 25 hearings will be compiled and used, in part, to lobby Congress to strengthen the Voting Rights Act in light of the recent U.S. Supreme Court decision that struck down key provisions. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm M.L. Schultze.